Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В списке 1-6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
A smile is the one language everyone understands, and you never even have to say a word. So even if you are feeling too shy to approach people, you can still encourage others to approach you. All you have to do is make an eye contact and smile. Just by showing you are friendly, your smile will speak for you. Starting now, promise yourself that you'll smile at one new person every day. You'll brighten their day and your own, too.
Speaker B.
Sometimes it may be a problem to keep our conversation going, especially if you're too shy or don't like to speak about yourself. Get people talking about themselves and you won't have to worry so much about what you're going to say. Instead of asking questions that can be answered with a simple yes or no, ask questions that require some explanation. Start with why or how to encourage conversation. Why is soccer better than softball? Or how did you get to be such a great soccer player? A little flattery never hurts.
Speaker C.
Obviously, you can't plan a whole conversation ahead of time. But you can make some effort at being good company in any situation. Think about what interests you. If you like to read, look through a magazine or a newspaper for interesting or funny stories to pass along. If you're excited about a particular issue, like animal rights or the environment, consider telling others about what you've learned. You should even memorize a good joke to tell everybody. It's not always easy to come up with something to say on the spot. Be prepared and you'll feel a little more secure.
Speaker D. You may really feel too scared to consider a chance of starting a conversation with the most popular girl or boy in school. So practice on people who are not so intimidating. Your next door neighbors, your little sister's friends, your great aunt May. Develop your talking skills and small talk will become easier and easier. And remember, getting in with the popular crowd or a particular a boy or girl isn't the only way or even the best way to make friends. Set your sights on people you have something in common with, and you'll have plenty to say to each other. Speaker E.
Just because you are feeling shy on the inside doesn't mean you have to show it on the outside. Pretend you're an actress playing a role, and this time you're playing the girl who's friendly and outgoing. You've seen her on TV a million times, right? She stands tall, walks confidently, looks people in the eye, says hi with a smile, and laughs easily. All things you can definitely do. And as a bonus, you'll develop your acting talents too. You may even want to try out for the next school play.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
A smile is the one language everyone understands, and you never even have to say a word. So even if you are feeling too shy to approach people, you can still encourage others to approach you. All you have to do is make an eye contact and smile. Just by showing you are friendly, your smile will speak for you. Starting now, promise yourself that you'll smile at one new person every day. You'll brighten their day and your own too.
Speaker B.
Sometimes it may be a problem to keep her conversation going, especially if you're too shy or don't like to speak about yourself. Get people talking about themselves and you won't have to worry so much about what you're going to say. Instead of asking questions that can be answered with a simple yes or no, ask questions that require some explanation. Start with why or how to encourage conversation. Why is soccer better than softball? Or how did you get to be such a great soccer player? A little flattery never hurts.
Speaker C.
Obviously, you can't plan a whole conversation ahead of time, but you can make some effort at being good company in any situation. Think about what interests you. If you like to read, look through a magazine or a newspaper for interesting or funny stories to pass along. If you're excited about a particular issue, like animal rights or the environment, consider telling others about what you've learned. You should even memorize a good joke to tell everybody. It's not always easy to come up with something to say on the spot. Be prepared and you'll feel a little more secure.
Speaker D. You may really feel too scared to consider a chance of starting a conversation with the most popular girl or boy in school. So practice on people who are not so intimidating. Your next door neighbors, your little sister's friends, your great aunt May. Develop your talking skills and small talk will become easier and easier. And remember, getting in with the popular crowd or a particular boy or girl isn't the only way or even the best way to make friends. Set your sights on people you have something in common with, and you'll have plenty to say to each other.
Speaker E. Just because you are feeling shy on the inside doesn't mean you have to show it on the outside. Pretend you're an actress playing a role, and this time you're playing the girl who's friendly and outgoing. You've seen her on TV a million times, right? She stands tall, walks confidently, looks people in the eye, says hi with a smile, and laughs easily. All things you can definitely do. And as a bonus, you'll develop your acting talents too. You may even want to try out for the next school play.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.